o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me this morning with local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN 7 on the dot.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The first defense witness returns to the stand at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial after Judge Juan Marchand threatened to remove former federal prosecutor Robert Costello, accusing him of staring him down and giving him side eye. Later, Mr. Trump's lawyer moved to dismiss the case. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The judge is expected to issue a ruling today on the Trump legal team's request for a directed verdict, meaning the case need not go to the jury because there are no issues of fact. Obviously, the prosecution team disagreed, and the judge is unlikely to rule in Trump's favor and take the case out of the hands of the jury.
Expect to see some familiar faces at court in Phoenix today. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Among those scheduled for an arraignment hearing today are 9 of the 11 fake electors who posted a video of themselves signing a document falsely claiming Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election in Arizona. Recently indicted in the case, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is also expected in court today. The former Trump attorney, as well as the other defendants, face conspiracy, fraud, and forgery charges.
Israel's foreign minister headed to France today to try to contain fallout from the prosecutor of the World Court and his request for arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders for war crimes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
To seek arrest warrants against the democratically elected leaders of Israel is a moral outrage of historic proportions. It will cast an everlasting mark of shame on the international court.
President Biden's condemned the charges against Israel. Funeral services have begun in Iran for the country's president and foreign minister, who were killed in a helicopter crash. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Thousands of people lined the streets of Tabriz as the coffins of President Raisi and seven members of his entourage were driven by. Another funeral service will be held in the holy city of Qom tonight, and then the bodies will be moved to the Iranian capital, Tehran. The president will be laid to rest Thursday.
Here in the U.S., severe weather that pounded Oklahoma and Kansas last night moves into Iowa and Missouri today. Meantime, people in and around Houston are still getting by without power a week after deadly weather hit there.
It's 94 degrees in some of these classes. A friend of mine picked up his son and his clothes were soaked. This was a bad decision.
Singapore Airlines says one person was killed, two injured, when a London to Singapore flight ran into severe turbulence today. The plane was diverted from Heathrow back to Bangkok. Videos posted online show a line of ambulances waiting at the airport. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A January trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy that's pleaded not guilty to the 40 felony charges against him. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials on his phone. Additional charges include exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday and is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. There is a significant severe weather threat today. While storms yesterday were kind of strong, today's could be even stronger. The area could see multiple rounds of storms starting around midday. There's also a chance of more severe stuff arriving later tonight. The biggest problem is expected to be high winds. There's a new park czar in Kenosha County. A statement from Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Wyatt Moore is the new director of parks. Moore has been serving as interim director since April 1st. He's being promoted from his former role as the Division of Parks Development Coordinator. Kirkman expresses confidence in Moore's abilities, saying he's planned and executed hundreds of events in the park system. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers offseason workout program with more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans. Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the one to two things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find one or two other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 on the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
That's a quick 0-2. That one in there. Comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Goodness, and now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. Seven different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
There's a strange pressure to travel during summer. Are you going somewhere this summer? Why do I have to go somewhere? Well, we lived here during the horrible weather. Now that it's nice, we should go somewhere else. That makes no sense. And winter is some horrible weather, right? We're never ready for it. We're never ready for the seasons to change. Even in October, we're caught off guard. We're like, it's getting cold. What is this, every year now? But I should be used to it. I'm from the Midwest. All the memories of my childhood, it was always winter. It was winter and I was walking through slush past mounds of snow. When I was in high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay? And he's like, well, you know, the severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic.
It's 7:07 on a Tuesday morning. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN with the Vogues, and you're the one.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
9 at WRGN Local News, Timeless Hits, and everybody wants AI, right? We want artificial intelligence. We think it's the greatest boon to mankind, right? Not for this YouTuber. He went viral. He hooked up his microwave to AI and it tried to murder him. It tried to trick him to get inside the microwave. And once it thought he was in, it turned it on and tried to cook him to death. I knew the Twilight Zone was right. There was an episode of the Twilight Zones where the machines were taken over. The Doors, Jim Morrison and crew. Hello, I love you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't tell me your name. Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Hey, when you look to the west and you see the sky looking kind of ominous, you can rely on WRJN to keep you covered with any severe weather heading our way. We're part of the Severe Studios Weather Network with meteorologists on staff to give you a heads up when you need it. It's all part of our local news and timeless hits just for you right here at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400. Here come the Beach Boys now.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
I wish
13 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with California girls and the Beach Boys. Always love hearing the Beach Boys when the weather turns warm. Right around Memorial Day and into June and July. Got to have the Beach Boys on the radio. And we do. How do you like that? Would you be willing to get your company's logo tattooed on your body to get a big raise? A real estate company in New York City offered their employees a 50% raise for getting the company logo tattooed on their bodies. 40 employees took them up on the offer. But what if they don't work there anymore? Tattoos are kind of forever. And you know, it generally costs between $15,000 and $60,000 to license a song for a movie. You didn't think they just were able to put songs for free in a movie. Doesn't work like that. Okay, here's one song that cost way more than that. It's actually the most expensive song to license for a movie, TV show, or video game. It's AC/DC's Thunderstruck. Yeah. That's only. Producers of Varsity Blues paid $500,000 to use it in their movie, and that was way back in 1999. So it's possible that price has gone way up. Must be worth it because it's been used in a ton of other movies, including Deadpool 2, Thor, Battleship, Iron Man 2, The Longest Yard, Daddy's Home, and Daddy's Home 2, just to name a few. That's what you got to do. You got to write a song that will last forever, and you're kind of set for life. 716 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 1 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJ.
And one of those hosts will be my guest tomorrow, Pete Schwabba. Should be a lot of fun. 719, foggy, and 57 degrees here at Radio Park with James Taylor.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. You live in America. A restaurant in Saudi Arabia has been shut down after it was discovered they were preparing their meals in a toilet bowl. They said they've been doing that way now for 30 years. That's gross. I am so happy I live in this country. It is at 7:22 with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Never my love. Here come the association now.
You ask me if time when I grow tired of you. Never my love. Never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire.
It's 7:25 on your Tuesday morning. 57 degrees at Radio Park with fog. Be careful driving out there, right? Supremes.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected, I heard scorn, rejected love, child. Never meant to be.
With local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have some fog at 57 degrees now at Radio Park. Fog will burn off this morning. It'll just be cloudy the rest of the day with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms. Some could be pretty heavy tonight. Lows around 57. And sunshine, a beautiful day tomorrow with a high near 71. Again, 57 at Radio Park with some fog right now. It's 7:28. I have two stories about kids for you here. The first one, kids have no idea what a rotary phone is today or how to even use one. And here's an over-the-weight app to fix that. A website called Sky's Edge is selling a new rotary cell phone. Rotary cell phone. Can't buy it. You have to build it yourself. Each kit costs $390, but the end result, your kid will know what a rotary phone is. And here's a great father and son moment. A kid who hunts for treasure with his dad by magnet fishing found a small safe at the bottom of a river last month. It still had $2,000 in it. But instead of keeping the money, he went looking for the owner. It turns out the safe was stolen from a business 22 years ago. So they gave it back to the guy along with all the money they found, and he returned the favor by giving the kid a reward, plus a job after he's done with school. See? What a great father-son moment. 7:29 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher are suing. TMJ4 reports a civil lawsuit has been filed against the teacher, Christian Enright, and the Kenosha Unified School District. Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. The lawsuit, seeking $100 million in damages, follows charges filed against Enright. He's facing 22 disorderly conduct offenses. Enright has pleaded not guilty to the charges. It's a 20-year prison sentence for the Racine man found guilty of shooting and killing a 14-year-old 2 years ago. Krishawn Clemens was sentenced yesterday in connection to the fatal shooting in March 2022 that claimed the life of 14-year-old Eugene Henderson. Clemens struck a plea deal with prosecutors, leading to a conviction on a lesser homicide charge and the dismissal of a weapons charge. There's a bird tagging event today in Racine. The courthouse is where a representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will conduct business. They'll be banding the Peregrine Falcon chicks that have hatched on the Racine County Courthouse roof. Bird banding is a method used to identify and track birds by putting a little piece of metal or plastic on its leg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Your rain gauge and Nassau. Believe it or not, they're both partners in your farming operation. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You may not realize it, but Nassau has been involved in helping production agriculture since the early 70s. They provide a lot of weather-related information to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and have been doing so for big reports like the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates since the 70s. Brad Dorn is the agriculture lead with Nassau, and he says one area they're really focused on now, soil moistures.
Getting better soil moisture information has been one of the key inputs we've been providing to USDA and the Foreign Ag Service from our satellites. And these sensors come from sensors with these, you know, big arrays that, you know, we've been using for weather forecasting a lot or for motion technology, but now we're using them more and more for soil moisture. But now we're also going to include radar systems. We're going to launch a satellite this year, and we're going to have surface soil moisture observations every couple football fields.
Brett Dorn, one of the agriculture leads with Nassau, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fine-tune forecasting and let you know what weather patterns are on the way. We're talking more about weather patterns at our latest planting progress report. Plus, we'll get you up to speed on markets and overnight trade. That's next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 2.11. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.25 at 1.92. And AA butter, that actually gained 2.25 cents to 3.09 1/4 per pound. Red ink this morning, December corn's down 4 at 4.80. November beans down 7 at 12.09. July wheat's down 3 at 6.85. And your June Class 3 milk closed 23 cents lower at 21.23 100 weight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
If you want to emasculate somebody, I've got suggestions for you. The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. He will be really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is, because you stole his wish. You stole my wish! I was gonna wish for a Shetland pony!
7:35. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's kind of a drag, huh?
Kind of a drag.
WRJN local news and timeless hits. You got some fog out there now. I don't think it's as bad as it was when I came in this morning. Otherwise, a cloudy day with a high near 68. Maybe some thunderstorms. Could be severe tonight. Lows around 57. Right now, 57 degrees and foggy here at Radio Park with Bobby V.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Care of my baby. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Coming up in just a moment here, we're going to check out the weekend box office top five with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. But first, Son of a Preacher Man. Here's Dusty Springfield at WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
It's 7:43 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. And I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning. And time now to see how the weekend box office movies fared out. And Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. Brett, what do we have?
Well, at number five, it was Challengers in its fourth week of release, bringing in $2.9 million. At number four was The Fall Guy with $8.5 million. At number three was one of this past weekend's new releases. The Strangers Chapter 1 is a prequel to the 2008 film The Strangers. The Strangers Chapter 1 brought in $12 million in its first week. At number two was last week's number one movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, earning $26 million and crossing $100 million in its first 2 weeks of release. And at number one was Paramount's new release, IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. This movie was written and directed by John Krasinski and stars Ryan Reynolds, bringing in $35 million. This upcoming Memorial Day weekend is a toss-up with three strong new releases. Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, the Garfield movie, in sight. Make your plans now to see a movie this upcoming holiday weekend.
And Brett joins us every Friday morning to fill us in on the details of what's new at the movies right here, 7:30 a.m., actually 7:35 a.m., Friday mornings at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
Coming up this morning, we've got a Chula Vista gift certificate to give away. You can spend a weekend or whatever day you want to spend at Chula Vista Resort. We'll give those away probably in the next hour here at WRJN.
It's outside of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. About 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler. And he like his fancy clothes. And he like hills and diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
Him way too early, huh? Jim Croce, Bam Bam Leroy Brown at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 7:50. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning. There was a movie that came out a couple of years ago. You might remember it. It was about a struggling musician who realizes he's the only person on Earth who remembers the Beatles after waking up in an alternate reality where they never existed. And he becomes the most famous musician because he's got the entire catalog of Beatles songs to sing until something happens. You got to see this movie. What's the name of it? Well, it's actually the same name as this Beatles song. Yesterday, 7:51 at WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? They always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Yesterday. All my would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
soldier photographed to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. With the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
Searching for you. In the cold Kentucky rain. 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 Cold Kentucky rain.
It's 7:57 at WRJN, a Tuesday morning. We'll have cloudy skies today with a high near 68 degrees. Right now, still a little fog, 56 here at Radio Park.